Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, a Democrat, leads his opponent, Republican John Cahill, by double digits in the polls. But Cahill, who's been as close as 16 points behind compared to the race for governor and state controller, where the margins are much wider, says he hopes to benefit on Election Day from congressional and state Senate races where other GOP candidates are running strongly. Cahill's central theme is that the incumbent has not been independent enough in the office and that he'd do the job differently.
The issue of independence and integrity in the office of the Attorney General is the underlying issue of the campaign and whether he has actually stood up to the powers that be, particularly in Albany.
Cahill, a former top aide to Governor George Pataki, says as Attorney General, he'd bring more focus to creating jobs and helping small businesses, improving education and protecting charter schools, and cracking down on crime. There have been a number of charges and countercharges in the race, including the controversy over an anti-corruption commission shut down by Governor Cuomo that is now under federal investigation. The attorney general is involved because he deputized the commissioners as assistant attorney generals. For much of the campaign, though, Schneiderman had remained silent, saying he could not comment on an ongoing federal probe. Cahill says there are things Schneiderman could and should say without harming the investigation, including whether the AG backed the decision to shut down the commission in mid-investigation.
Did he agree with Governor Cuomo? That has absolutely nothing to do. Who were his appointees? Who took the oath of office? These questions have nothing to do with the ongoing investigation of the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Schneiderman began speaking out more fully about his role in the commission in the final days of the race. In an interview with public radio and TV, he says his opponent must not understand the nature of criminal investigation.
When there are people who run their mouths before you've completed the investigation, it can create real problems. You can't protect witnesses. It tips off suspects. I'm not going to jeopardize an ongoing criminal investigation just to answer a cheap political point.
Schneiderman would not say whether he agrees with Cuomo's decision to disband the commission early, but he says the commission was essentially the governor's show.
The Moreland Commission is set up by the governor. He has complete jurisdiction over it.
The attorney general is also conducting his own investigation of evidence gathered in the Moreland Commission probes. Schneiderman, a longtime state senator, says he wants to be reelected to continue the work he's begun. He says he's teamed up with the state controller to bring corruption charges against 50 state and local elected officials, engineered $4 billion in settlements with Wall Street firms over the mortgage crisis, and closed a loophole for background checks on the sale of guns at gun shows.
I love the job, and our commitment really is to take on tough fights for everyday New Yorkers who want to know that there's one set of rules for everyone.
Schneiderman is not as well known among the public as previous attorneys general, Elliot Spitzer and Andrew Cuomo. Opponent Cahill says that's because Schneiderman has not reached out to the people of the state beyond his home base of New York City. The Republican candidate, who has campaigned extensively upstate and on Long Island, says few there know who the current attorney general is.
Frankly, he hasn't done his job.
Both Spitzer and Cuomo had hard-charging styles and went on to become governor. Schneiderman would not rule out seeking higher office later, but he says he's perceived as low-key because he's not like his predecessors in temperament.
It's sort of a why aren't you doing more grandstanding kind of a charge.
Schneiderman, who began the race with $7 million, has far outspent Cahill. He's been running numerous TV ads touting his record in the final weeks of the race, though Cahill says there is late money coming into his campaign. The attorney general says he plans to campaign with Governor Cuomo and the rest of the statewide Democratic ticket in the days leading up to the election. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.